This is Ben's day. Father's Day. Same thing. And I realize that a lot of the men that love God are just going through some stuff. Ridiculous things. Jobs, family, friends, money, health. All kinds of things are taking place. But I was reminded this morning as things were transpiring that a man of God made a statement in 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. When all the other men were complaining about what they had been through and how they did it and how they made it, sometimes folks forget that you're going through too. You might be having problems too. Nobody knows what you're dealing with in your life. Because you know one thing I learned about men? We figured out how to hold it in. Because we were taught growing up that that makes you strong. That proves that you're a man. But when I got saved, I said, forget that. I just started crying, Mick. All that manly stuff went out the door. It was time to serve God. And Paul is one of them guys. And in the 23rd verse, he makes this statement. And they ministers of Christ. I speak as a fool. I'm more. What makes you think that what you're going through ain't as hard as what I'm going through? Or what makes me think that what I'm dealing with is not as hard as what you have to go through? Will the men of God please stand up and start to command some things to become what God ordained that they become? He said, I am more in labors, or when it talks about labors, it's translated pains. More abundant in stripes, above measure in prisons, more frequent in deaths. Some of us always going to go through a little bit more than others go through. That's no way around that. Because seems like the more you seek the things of God, the more things seem to happen in your life. Amen. And what I found out that these things are, they are a distraction.
Amen. Right. Amen.
To separate you from the goals that you have set for yourself in the things of God. And Paul was letting him know that I have goals too. I have pains too. I struggle the same way you struggle. I go through the same things you go through. He said, listen, then he goes on to say, listen to this. Let me tell you this, guys. Since y'all think y'all been through so much, thrice I was beaten with rods. How many times you been beaten with a rod? Once I was stoned, thrice I was shipwrecked. I don't like ships. My wife said she didn't care. But look at the agony and distress that you could actually hear him in his voice. A night and a day I've been in the deep. And when it talks about he was in the deep, that means he was in peril because there were storms and things taking place. And a couple of times I think the boats even broke up. And they were floating on wood. When you float on wood, what you going to do? You just going to hold on. And a lot of times we feel like we're floating on wood. So what do we need to do? Hold on. And journeyings often in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by countrymen. He said, my Jewish friends, since I've been serving Jesus, beat the crap out of me every chance they get. I can't even go around them. Because they look at me differently now. Folks look at men of God a lot differently than they look at the women of God. And the thing, the reason is, they expect you to be stronger than the women. So they expect you to uphold the things of God even more. But we're struggling just like everybody else.
Amen.
And Paul's letting them know, you ain't been through nothing I haven't had to deal with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my old countrymen in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brothers. I'm like, dear God, brother, when did you have time to preach? We got so many things going on in our lives. We have to ask, when do we have time to study? When do we have time to pray? Meditate on the things of God. Will the real men of God stand up and show forth the authority and the dignity of God in spite of what you're dealing with?
Amen.
I get tickled because no matter how bad I feel or what I deal with, my mind made up, I got to go through it.
Yeah.
And I got to hold on to the faith that I confess. So a lot of times I preach in front of you, I'm sick. But it ain't under death, Tyrone. So I keep moving. Paul said, you guys crying about what you're going through, and I'm around a lot of guys, that's all they do is cry about what they go through. And I'm sitting back listening, going, man, if I told them some of the stuff I've been dealing with or going through. But you know what? They don't want to hear what you're going through.
No, right.
They only want you to hear what they're dealing with.
That's right.
The real men of God need to stand up and lend an ear to a brother who needs help, who needs instruction, who needs to be encouraged, who's brokenhearted, who's going through discouragement and trials and tribulations. We need to stand up and lend an ear and listen to them. I know this is Father's Day. But I'm going to preach about, I only preach about one Father. And that's that one in heaven. Because you know, my father was what he was, but he couldn't save me.
Come on now.
He couldn't get me delivered. He couldn't provide me with the peace that I needed in my mind. Paul said, I'm in weariness, in painfulness. Now, this is where he says, I'm in pains. And the painfulness translated, I'm in sadness. Mm-hmm. See, they tell you, Christians, born again believers, you're supposed to always, we had this conversation, supposed to always be happy. You can't never be sad. You can't never show a weakness. You got to always be strong, like you some kind of macho crusader. Because they're going to ask you, what they going to say is, what kind of Christian are you? I'm a mad one. And I'm not a mad Christian. I'm a mad born again believer who understands the fact that I can get angry as long as I don't let it represent sin in my life. Paul said, look at all these things I get through. I'm sad. No matter how magnificent or how powerful the word is that I preach, there were some sad days in my life.
Come on now.
Watchings and watchings often. Keeping awake so that he could stay alive. Because he found himself in situations in little towns where if he went to sleep, they would rob him. And what they gonna rob him? He don't have nothing. But the word. I often in hunger and thirst. How you gonna preach the word and you hungry? My wife said hungry. When she say hungry, it's time to get something to eat quick. In hunger and in thirst, in fasting's offered. Meaning, sometimes I'm required to fast and I don't want to. I'm fasting because there ain't no food. Or I'm fasting because I done went into a town and they done found out who I was and they will not feed me.
Come on now.
He said, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. When he talks about care, the distractions of all the churches. Folks acting the fool.
Yeah.
Leaders fighting and leaders fighting underlings and underlings fighting leaders and women scrapping in the church and the men arguing and fighting. You see all the garbage just going on in the churches today. Folks fighting in churches over wanting to get rid of pastors and all kinds of stuff, throwing chairs at each other. And these are the same men that are the elders of the church. Men of God, it's time to stand up and proclaim this to be the day of the Lord.
That's right.
He said, who is weak? Am I not weak? We're not supposed to be weak. Who is offended? All these things I deal with, but I found out that I don't have to burn. How many hear that? I found out that I don't have to burn. Or I don't have to always be inflamed with anger. Because things not going my way or not happening the way I want them to happen. Somebody's got to begin to set a standard. So I think my wife said it last week. I'm not sure. You know, my mother and them used to always tell us, don't do as I do as I say. Well, I'm going to do what you do. First chance I get. You didn't? But God is calling men of God to set an example. And when they say, do what I do, you can tell your sons and your daughters, do what I do.
Amen.
Because you're setting an example.
Amen.
Of righteousness.
Yes.
Paul said, you know, I was offended a lot of times. But I didn't allow myself to get fired up in anger. But then he tells us why he could do all these things. We're going to do something different. We're going to flip backwards. Go to 2 Corinthians 4:17. You know why we don't have to bow down to this stuff? You know why God is saying, men of God, stand up and proclaim this to be the day of the Lord, the hour of God, the moment of righteousness? Because he said, we have this in a treasure. Verse 7 says, but we have this treasure in what? Earthen vessels. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. What is he saying? Men of God, stand up and proclaim that God is the God of your life.
Yes.
That God, not your co-pilot, he your pilot.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
What treasure do we have in heaven? Verse 6 says, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined into our hearts to give the light and the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. That's what we got. That's exactly what we got. Think about it. If Jesus, if the Father wanted to, he could have sent a woman into the earth.
Amen.
He could have chosen anybody he wanted to choose.
Amen.
But he sent a man because he had a man in the garden that didn't act like a man of God.
and stand up for the things of God.
Amen.
So he sent us one that would show us and wouldn't always say, do as I say. But he can say, you can do as I say because I'm going what the Father tells me to do. Men, per se, a lot are afraid to acknowledge that they're born again when they're in public.
Amen.
Stand up and proclaim who you are in God. Then he goes on to say, I'm not going to give you all the meanings of these words because I show God them here. We are troubled every side. That means I got circumstance situations in front of me, on the side of me, and behind me. I got trouble everywhere. But then he goes on to say, I'm not what?
Distressed.
I'm not distressed over it all.
That's right.
What are you talking about, Pastor? They told me I had no money in the bank, but I'm not distressed. They told me I had days to live, but I'm not going to be in distress. Being persecuted on my job, but I'm not going to be in distress. Things ain't going the way I know they should be going, but I'm not going to be in distress. Even though I got troubles, I'm troubled on every side. And I like what he said, we are troubled. He's not just talking about himself, but he's talking about all of us.
Amen.
We are all troubled on every side. But yet not distressed. We are perplexed. Oh, Lord. And sometimes I'm so perplexed, I don't even know which way to go. Which way to turn. That's what it means. Not knowing which way to turn. Because there are so many things happening at one time.
Yeah.
But guess what he says? I'm not in despair. I'm not in despair because I proclaim the glory of God, so I know the glory of God is going to proclaim it with me.
That's right.
For me, my need.
That's right.
According to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So I don't have to be in despair. I'm persecuted, but not forsaken. Folks will persecute you, but God will never forsake you or abandon you. That's why we as men of God, we need to stand up and understand and speak the word. Not just with our mouths, but with our lives.
Amen.
I like what Paul said. It's somewhere in he says, when I'm with the Jews, I'm like the Jews. When I'm with the Greeks, I'm like the Greeks. When I'm with the might as well say it, the stupid people, I'm like the stupid people. They got another word for it, but what he was saying was, it doesn't matter who I'm around. I can get along with them. But whatever it is they are won't stop me from being who I am. So if we're going to be men of God, the funniest story that Pastor Hardin ever told was when they went up into that bar to hear Welton Lane sing. Most of y'all don't know who Welton Lane is. They went up in there to hear him sing. He invited them to come hear him sing. They went up in that bar, all them brothers, sat at their own booth, and when they got to listen to this man sing, he came out and gave his heart and life to God. He's preaching in Kentucky today.
Amen.
Let somebody see you coming out of a bar. I bet you won't be called no man of God. for whatever reason you might have went up in there. Let me get on. Cast down. I don't care what you do to me, you can't destroy me. You can't destroy what you didn't make or what you didn't create. God told me in his word, if he be for me, who can be against me? It's time for the men of God to stand up and start proclaiming the word of God. Cast down, but you can't destroy me. I might be hurt, but I won't be destroyed. Why? Because I'm always bearing about in the body the dying of Jesus. I remember all the time why he died and what he died for. And I realized that he died that I might have life and that I might have it more abundantly. Men of God, stand up and proclaim the glory of God.
Amen.
Wherever you are. Paul was saying, I got news for you, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in your body, for which we live, are always delivered unto death. You are killed every day as sheep for the slaughter. I found out the funny way. Everybody ain't gonna like you. Most folks ain't gonna like what you stand for. Especially if you done told them what you stand for God. Amen. And you want to make it worse, tell them you're standing for Jesus. They'll put up with you standing for God.
Amen.
But you better not tell them you're standing in for Jesus.
Come on now.
Because now you're telling them that you changed. And you're saved. You're born again. And you're ready to run this race with the patience of God. And that nothing will separate you from that love that's in your life.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
We've got to stand up. I've learned to get along with a lot of people in a lot of different places. But I've never neglected to let them know what I stand for and who I stand for. God is calling on the men of God in the world to start standing up and proclaiming God to be God. Letting folks know that Jesus is not dead, but he is very much alive. I got preacher friends. They tell some of the worst jokes you ever said in your life. I said, man, you crazy. And they expect you to laugh at it. Do I need to step away from you? Is this ground we stand on going to be safe? Or is it going to open up and swallow up somebody? Because I'm not going with you. I'm going to read the rest of this and I'm done. We have been delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Meaning that this stuff here, this stuff, is supposed to have the same testimony that Jesus said.
Amen.
Jesus said, I'm standing before you as a mortal man, but I guarantee you, when you look at my lifestyle and you think about my Father's word, you will see my Father.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Because I will not allow my flesh to separate me from the importance and the things of God. And if you think you're going to separate me, I'm going to separate myself from you. A lot of the preachers get upset because I don't think I got time for that. I have more fun bowling than being with you. Because nothing positive comes out of your mouth. I'm wondering, is this what you're preaching to your members? This negative garbage? Instead of teaching them life.
Amen.
That they don't have to die, but they can live.
Amen.
And declare the works of the Lord.
Hallelujah, Father.
We need to make up our minds. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. When you die to yourself on a daily basis, somebody that you come in contact with gonna live. Gonna get encouraged. Gonna be uplifted.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Gonna know that if God works for you,
yeah,
He can work for them.
Come on now. Amen.
Amen. Folks always they come to you and they always tell them that lie. How you doing? I'm blessed. But you already know they catch an itch. And folks will understand when you say I'm blessed, are you talking about you happy?
Amen.
That don't mean God's doing nothing in your life because you're blessed. Anytime you search the scripture from Genesis to Revelation, when they say blessed, that means you're just happy.
Amen.
Why lie and say about you happy and you not? I'll tell them in a minute, I'm catching it, but I got the victory. Well, how you got the victory and you catching it? Because I'm still giving God the praise.
Amen. Right.
I'm still honoring Him with my life.
Amen.
That's why I have the victory.
Yes.
Folks think victory comes at the end of the dark tunnel. Victory is in the center of the darkness in the tunnel.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Because victory is where you are when you need to call on God and trust in Him. When you get to the edge of the tunnel on the light day, I'm good now, Lord. We have the same spirit of faith according as it is written. I believed and therefore have spoken. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that He which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus and shall present us with you. Folks say, because, you know, a lot of times I don't get really moved at homegoings. There's a reason for that. Because I know if they left here in God, they straight. And we all gonna see each other again. When God's quickening power raise us up again. I used to remember when I first started, I used to preach that Jesus raised Himself up in the tomb. And then God said, you know you wrong. I say, Lord, I can't go back and tell people why I made a mistake about Jesus coming to life again. He said, you just better. Because you're going to be wanting to be woke up one day. That same Holy Ghost that He gave up was the same Holy Ghost that came back.
Come on now.
And quickened His mortal flesh and gave Him new life. Why did He receive new life? Because when He was alive, He stood on the grounds and the authority and the word of God, proclaiming that God is God.
Man.
That's what He did. He was an example, a pattern
yes,
he was.
For us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not just the women, but the men also. In a youth church, women outnumber the men in that church by 80%. On my way here this morning, I passed a little park on Evergreen. And there was about 5 different picnics being set up, and there were nothing but men. Nothing but men. If their fathers are alive, their fathers are probably in church someplace. But then I'm going to recognize Jesus. So, Dad, I can't go with you. But I'll be here when you get out. It's time for us as the men of God to keep fighting the good fight of faith. Yeah. Stop always falling by the wayside. Look into our abilities and our strength to get us through what God said He'd already gotten us through. Brother Andy and I was laughing this morning. Do you know I never got sick in my life until I started teaching about flesh? The moment I start teaching about flesh, here comes prostate. And they want to cut stuff off. Some stuff they can have, some they can't. Sciences. I didn't know what a sinus was. Now I could probably tell doctors more about it than they can tell me. Why? Because 1 Corinthians tells us that that first Adam is earthy. That second Adam was spiritual.
Amen.
You say, well, why God called Jesus Adam? Because He had to send another Adam into the earth to undo what the first Adam did. Was to destroy. Jesus came to make us incorruptible.
Amen.
Where He made us corruptible. And God is calling on men in the churches to become incorruptible. Everybody stand.
Amen, amen. Amen.
So it don't matter what I'm going through. I know I got this in an earthen vessel. This old garbage here. The devil separate from me from my God.
Even though there are many that are distressed by their situations, by their circumstances, by their problems, even by the old nature itself, yet they are not distressed, for I am with them. I am that treasure that is in them. And I have brought new life, and I brought a new nature and a new character, a kingly nature that cannot be compressed or perplexed, because the one who is in you knows the way, and He can show you the way out. Even though that you may be cast down, you shall not be destroyed, for I will catch you before you
fall, and I will bear you up in my hand. Lest you dash your foot against anything that will break you. For I am the restorer. I am the one who keeps you, and I'm the one who prepares you for these things. I have not left you alone, but I, even as my son went through, he was not perplexed. He was not distressed because he had me in him, and you are in me, and I am in him, and that we are all one together. One new man in Christ, one new man with which you are, one new man, one new body, able to go through, able to overcome, able to move through and through past things, move around things, led by me, guided by me, strengthened by me. That treasure, look to me, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. I went through it and I made a way so that you could go through it victorious in the midst of your problems. Look unto me, for I am the way, the truth, and your life. I've come to give you that life. That life is in you. You don't have to look for it. It's already there. All you have to do is call it forth, and it shall accomplish great things. For I am is within you. The I am is within you. The excellent one is in you. And the all power, call that power forth. You don't have to call it down, but call it forth, saith the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. That prophetic word is telling us this. Greater is he that is in you than this which is in the world. Amen. You know, we preach on Easter, we preach about Jesus. New Year's, we preach about the coming new year. Mother's Day, we preach about mothers. Father's Day, we preach about fathers. Thanksgiving, we preach about Thanksgiving. The 4th of July, we preach about the 4th of July and the Independence Day. Christmas, we preach about Christmas and the blessings of God. When on all these days, we ought to be preaching about Jesus and him alone crucified. Because if it wasn't for Jesus, there wouldn't be no fathers, wouldn't be no mothers, wouldn't be nothing to give thanks for. Paul said, we come under you to preach Jesus Christ crucified in him only. If I preach any other thing, then my testimony ain't of God. So why should you believe me? And if you don't see me following God, don't you follow me.
Right.
If you don't see me stand on the words of Jesus, don't you follow me. Don't you stand.
Right.
Amen. Amen. I want all the men come down front. All the men come down front real quick. Grab each other by the hand. Open prayer.